Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1185. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Shinai Makom. In the writing, it's shiur number 337. Okay, so now the question is, what about in an airport? Right, it comes up all the time. People fly. How do we work in airport as far as Shinai Makom goes, moving from room to not room to room, moving from place to place, terminals, air on the airplane, in the car service, going to the airport. There's many different stages, if you want to call it, in reference to going to the airport. But so first the easiest case in general, we'll talk about the Sfarim bring down. Rabadna in the Sefer actually talks about it, that the halachas of an airport, if one sits down, let's say I have a coffee, I have a baked potato, and I sit down, or the mishpacha, the whole family sits down, and we're going to eat, you know, either something shahakol adam or eats in this place, and that's where we're sitting, and that's it. We're not moving around, we're sitting and eating together, whatever we have over here, the drinks, and we're going to take a small break and eat. Okay, so now it comes out, if that's the situation, let's say wherever it might be, right? So, and they're doing it with the intention of staying there for a specific amount of time, like somebody does when they have an eating session. I don't want to call it so much a lunch right now, but whatever it is, brunch, lunch, however you want to look at it, but at least they get to stay there a short while. So then, since this is called already a kava, they establish the place. And since they established the place, or they established the site, right, for the eating and the drinking, it's called Deya Kaveya Atzmai, establishing the place. Now, once you have a kava, you have your kaveya yourself in one place. So now when you want to move around, it comes out of the, halachas of Hol Chet Rachim, like one is, which would come up a lot, which we'll see. In other words, what do you mean by Hol Chet Rachim airport? When one is traveling around, walking around, obviously in an airport, there's a lot of walking and moving from place to place and so on. But we'll talk about that in upcoming shiurim. But first, plain and simple, we all sit down or somebody sits down, right? They're going to spend some time at this place. This is where they want to stay right now. They're going to eat, they drink or whatever. So now if they start moving around, said Allah will be like this. So he brings on those Rabbana that there. Therefore, one should subsequently choose to change the location, a new bracha will be required. Now, this is assuming that you can't see the original place, right? If one could see the original place, then but the Yevid, for sure, the original bracha stays in effect. But let's say, for example, one would like to continue eating or drinking in a totally different terminal, right? It's a totally different place, totally different terminal, totally different part of the airport, wherever it might be, upstairs, downstairs, it doesn't really make such a difference. But be it as it may, it's a totally different terminal. So then when one gets up to go to the other place, when they get to that other place, assuming that they can't see the place, usually in different terminals, a totally different area, and one has nothing to, in other words, one place has nothing to do with another in these giant airports, they're so big and so on, so then a new bracha would be needed. So the same thing, he brings down that, the same thing brings down if one is going to go onto the airplane itself, right? So that's what it brings it down. One would like to continue eating or drinking in another terminal, number one, or number two. The person's plain and simple. I get up now from my kavav, from my kvias, when I was sitting here for quite a while or whatever. I get up and the mishpacha gets up. We're going on the plane. That's it. So now when they get on the plane, they would need a new bracha would be required. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. So he brings down the reason is since they established themselves in one place by sitting and eating there for a while, right? That's, in other words, they don't have a mind moving around or whatever, which we'll talk about, but plain and simple, we're sitting here and we're eating. So then going onto the plane or going into a different terminal and all these type of things, would be like going from house to house. So now if it's something along the lines of course if they washed, right, then hamotzi, like we spoke about many times, so then it's important to go back to the original location to bench. But let's say, you know, I got to get to the plane. The plane's leaving soon, or whatever the case is. I'm eating my cookies and just got to get, again, the same thing. They're loading onto the plane now. People start getting on the plane or whatever. And the boarding time starts, or it's assuming that a person's not going to have enough time. They still wanted to have to eat, they have to finish eating the, you know, hamaitzi or the mazonis, whatever. And they can't just come back. It's a plane in an airport. It's a little bit different than, when somebody's driving or leaving the house. So be it as it may. So new bracha, new hamaitzi, new mazonis would not be needed in those, circumstances. But if it's a shahakal, who eats or hadama, And they establish themselves in one place, as opposed to, which we'll talk about upcoming shiurim, walking around, and they have in mind going and traveling. We'll see how that works. That's a different halacha. But they establish themselves, there they go, different terminal, onto the plane, whatever the case might be. They would need a new bracha. Now, if one could, like we said, if one could still see the original location from the new location, then no bracha would be needed, but the Yevet for sure. And in conjunction with all the other halachas, this is brought down in Rabban, and brings it down in its sefer on page 149. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch Kol Tuv.